Yossi, good morning. So first of all, today's shiur is sponsored by Ben Sion and Orly Luchensky in memory of Ben Sion's father, Raymond Luchensky, Reuven Ben Moshe, and we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, his neshama should have an aliyah. All right, so today's daf is Sadikim. We'll have to apologize ahead of time. We're gonna have to move a little bit faster, being it's Rosh Chodesh, and we have to end by 9. But we'll do as good as we can. So we left off. Well, actually, we're gonna pick up last two lines of Tzadik Beis Amud Beis. Today's daf is Tzadik Gimel. So we're gonna start. Amar Le Rava La Abaye. So Rava said to Abaye, "V'lo matinu mechitza le'iser." So we'll say, remember again on Amud Beis. So Abaye was discussing this idea. The Gemara brought up a case where the actual creation of a mechitza could create certain halachic problems. We saw some of the examples were by Klal Yakerem. So now Abaye was incredulous about this. How could it be that the creation of a mechitza would create problems? So Rabbi says to Abaye, is that not true? Do we not see in other situations where the creation of a mechitza could create this? Sir Bahal Itmar, but we learn top of Tzadikimel. Sichei Chagabi Achsaj. Rabbi says, if you have the picture books, today is a good day. Is a good day to use them. I don't know if there are any extras around, but we're going to be looking a lot at them today. So the Gemara says, so Rava says to Abaye, what about the case of Sichech Agabe Achsadra, the case ultimately of a person who went ahead and laid Tzchach across an Achsadra. Achsadra is our portico. Sheyesh la Pitzimin. And I will say, at the edges of the Achsadra are Pitzimin. Pitzimin, Rashi points out, are wooden planks that are a tefach wide. So this is picture 329. So in picture 329, again, you see over here, you're essentially using two walls of the house as the walls of the sukkah, and then you put boards on the four corners. So we'll say, technically speaking, remember, a sukkah has to have three walls. So in the Ikar, then, interestingly enough, this sukkah will actually end up having four walls. Why? Because what we'll say is you have the two walls of the homes, plus the four planks you have will actually create an additional wall on each side. So this is now, again, so you see over here, you have your cross beams, you have the petzimin. Here again, just whoever doesn't have the picture, so you could see it over here on my, I don't know if you could see this exactly, but you have the wall, I'm sorry? Art school has a picture also? Okay. All right, so if you don't have the picture book or the art school, I'm sorry, I'm not helping you. But so here you can see, yeah, I will help you. You have the two walls, plus you have the petzimin, the wooden planks coming out. So this is a kosher sukkah. So what does that do with that? What does that do with our discussion? Ve'ilu hishva, but interestingly enough, if literally you were to equal out. Now, what does that mean, hishva? So this is picture 330. So what if you could imagine if you placed a row of petzimin, a row of these boards, thereby essentially creating a solid wall. So ve'ilu hishva petzimin psula. But interestingly enough, this would then make the sukkah puzzle. Why would it make the sukkah puzzle? Because essentially now it's only a two-wall sukkah. So what is Rava saying to Abaye? What do you see from here? That even when you add on a mechitza, this would seem to be adding on an additional wall. And yet here we see that adding on a mechitza does what? Actually negates the structure. Amarle Abaye, first Abaye says, no, Rabbi, that's not a good raya. Lididik shera. Number one, for me, that sukkah would still be kosher. Because Abaye says, I could ignore all the petzimin in between and just pay attention to the petzimin on the outer corners, which would then create a wall. Lididak, and according to you, the issue over there, Rabosai, is not the creation of a mechitza. The issue over there is silok mechitza. Rabosai, what does that mean? When you add on additional planks, you are not adding on a mechitza. What are you doing? You're removing the mechitza. Because you see, Rabosai, remember, in the original way that this case was set up, again, you have, you could imagine it, you have two walls, two homes, you lay a cross beam across the walls, and you're laying your schach across those cross beams. Now, that works fine for the schach, except you only have a two-wall sukkah. So what did you do? You put up these planks by the two open sides. The two planks essentially create what? A halachic virtual wall, which then creates an enclosed sukkah. Now what do you do after that? Then you line the whole wall with planks. So Abaye says to Rava, that's not adding a mechitza. That's called what? That's called negating a mechitza. Because by adding all of those additional planks, what you've done is you've negated the four original petzimin. Therefore, you don't have a... Remember, Rava was trying to bring a case of where the creation of a mechitza creates problems. So Abaye is just saying the case that you brought is not the creation of the mechitza, but rather it's the negation of a mechitza. Amarle Rava bar Rav Chanan la Abaye. Is that true that we haven't seen a case of mechitza that creates an iser? But we learned. So we'll say if you have a home. So again, if you can imagine this case, you have a home that is partially roofed, right? So it's partially roofed and partially open. So what happens? Gifanim kan mutter, mutter lizra kan. V'ilu hishtab, also listen to this case. So if you can imagine, you have a home that part of the home has a roof and part of it is open. So technically speaking, if you were to go ahead and, let's say, plant wheat under the roofed part, you would be able to go ahead and plant vines under the open part. But I will say, what's the logic behind that? Remember, we've seen the concept of pi tikra yorid besosim, which means that there's halacha l'moshe misinai, that the edge of a roof is viewed as extending downwards and closing off. So the Gemara says over here, the Gemara therefore says, if you planted wheat under the roofed part, we could view the edge of the roof as extending downwards, which means then what? There's a mechitza, which means then where could you plant the vines? Right next to it. Ve'ilu hishva eskiruya, but interestingly enough, if the entire area were to be roofed, usr, then you would not, so we'll say, what's interesting about that is that means you'd be planting, technically speaking, grain and vines right next to each other. And yet, if there was a full roof, that would be usur. What do you see from here? Again, the Gemara is looking at the roof as a mechitza, that the creation of a mechitza would actually have detrimental ramifications. Amrlei Abai, again, then responds, Hasam siluk mechitzasu. Again, same thing. When you fully roofed the area, what have you done, Rabbi Zai? You have not introduced the mechitza. Instead, what have you done? You've removed the mechitza. Because remember, once you fully roof the area, then what? Then you can't say, Pi tikra yori visosing. Shalach li Rabbi Abaye biyad Rav Shemaya bar Zira. So Rava sent Abaye in the hand of Shmaya bar Zira, Velomatzinu mechitza le'isr. Is that true that we've never seen a case of mechitza that creates isr? Batanya, but we learned, Yesh mechitzos hakeren lahakil lahachmir. Rabbi said, when it comes to mechitzos, when it comes to partitions in a vineyard, Rabbi said again, whenever we speak about partitions in a vineyard, we're always speaking about distancing between the vine and, let's say, wheat or other crops. So when it comes to a partition in a kerem, it could be lahakel, it could create a leniency or create a stringency. So the Gemara says, Kate said, what's the case? Kerem hanatua ad iker mechitza, if you have a vineyard that was planted all the way up until the partition, until the wall, zorea me iker mechitza ve'elech. Well, so what can you do? You can begin to plant other things immediately on the other side of the wall. She'ilu ein sham mechitza marchik dalet amos vizorea. Because interestingly enough, if there was no mechitza, then what would you need? You would need at least a distance of dalet amos between the two types of crops. Vizehu mechitza sakarim lahakel. And that's the example of how a wall in a vineyard can create a leniency. So once again, remember, what the wall does is, the wall creates a partition, which means that you can literally plant your vines on one side, on your grain on the other, even if the wall itself is very thin. However, ulahachmir, on the other hand, the existence of a wall can also create a chumra. How so? Ketzad? Hayamashuch minakosa yud alif ama. If, let's say again, the vines were 11 amos from the wall, lo yavi zera lisham. You cannot plant anything else in that 11 amma space in between the vines and the wall. Why? Before we get to the why, she'omale emechitza, yet interestingly enough, if there were not to be a wall, marchik dalid amos vizorea. Interestingly enough, I will say, if there wasn't a wall, then what? All you need is 4 amma distance between the vines and something else. Vizohi mechitzas hakerem lahachmir. And this is the example of the case where the mechitza and the vineyard could create a chumra. So I'll say, you hear the chumra. So the kula is, if you have a wall in between the vines and in between the wheat, then you can plant them on both sides of the wall, even if the wall itself is very thin. What's the chumra? The chumra is if you have a wall and you have 11 amos of space between, let's say, the wall and the vines, you may not plant anything else in that space. Now, we'll discuss why that is, but for now, we're just going to take it for granted that you can't. Amarlei, so he said to him, Ulata'ameich, Osvan b'mas nisan. So if that, according to your reasoning, according to your logic, don't bring us a raya from a braisa, bring us a raya from the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Disnan, karachas hakerem. And I will say, we'll define what these terms are in just a moment. Karachas hakerem means literally a bald patch in the vineyard. We'll discuss what that means in just a moment. But bepashus, we know what it means. It's a clearing in a vineyard. If you have a clearing in a vineyard, Beishamai says, chav dalet amas. Beishamai says, what's the definition of a clearing? 24 amas. Ubeisilo and Beisilo says, tezayin amo. It refers to a clearing of 16 amos. Machol Akerem, what about the pathway around the vineyard? Beishamai says, Tezayin Amo, Ubeisilo Omrim Yud Beis Amo. Beishamai says 16 Amos, Beisilo says 12 Amos. Ve'ezohi Karachas Akerem. And what is this clearing? What is this bald spot in the, what is this clearing in the vineyard? Kerem Shecharav Emtziuso. This is talking about a vineyard that had its middle cleared out. There was a clearing in the middle of it. Im ein sham tes zayin amo. If there's not at least 16 amos of cleared out space, lo yavi zera l'sham. You can't plant anything else in there. Hayu sham tes zayin amo. But if there were again another 16 amos, if there was 16 amos in there, clearing, no sin lo kide avodaso. You have to go ahead and leave a little bit of a pathway around the new area, because also the assumption always is that whatever you plant, you always need at least 4 amos of clear space around the perimeter of the planted area to be able to take the farming utensils there. Bezerei samosar, and you could go ahead and plant the rest of it. So we'll say what this is saying over here is, if you were to go ahead and have a clearing in a vineyard, as long as machlokes v'shamay how large it has to be, but as long as it satisfies the requisite dimensions. The requisite dimensions means that it also leaves enough room around the perimeter to work it. You'd be able to plant a different species actually in that area. So we'll say, just so you could see this, this is picture 331. So this is Karachas HaKerem. So again, it's a pretty obvious case, but you could see over here you could have your vineyard, and you have a clearing in the middle of the vineyard. So the shaila just is, how large does the clearing have to be to allow you to plant some other species within there? So machlokes beishan beisilo. So the Gemara goes on. E aizohi machola kerem. What is the case of the pathway around the vineyard? So the Gemara says bein hakerem legeder. That's talking about a case where there's a clearing between the vineyard and the wall and the fence. Shim ein sham yud beis amo. If there's not at least 12 amos of space, lo yavi zera l'sham. You can't plant anything else in there. Ha yusham yud beis amo. But if there was at least 12 amos of space, no sein lo kede avodaso, v'zorea es amosar, so you go ahead and you leap over enough, let's say a 4 amma perimeter, to allow you to work the area, and you could plant the rest of the area with something else other than vines. And the hasam, so the Gemara says, no. So we'll say, what do you see from there? Now again, we'll say, remember, all of this comes back to the discussion between Abaye and Rava. That Abaye felt that you can never have a case of where a mechitza creates astringency. All the Gemara is just showing over here is there is a case where a mechitza causes stringency, because here you see that if you don't have a wall, all you essentially need is a distance of 4 amos in between the two different species, meaning, let's say, the grain and the vines. And yet, once you have a wall, what happens? Right? Now suddenly it becomes much more complicated. Now suddenly, again, you need at least 12 amos. You have to have space to be able to work the new patch of whatever you're planting. So the Gemara says, Ela hasam lav hainu taima. The reason over there is different. The chol dalet amos legabe kerem, avodas kerem, legabe geder, kevan delo mizdaran, afkuri mafkilu. So we'll say, listen to this. So when it comes to a wall, here's the complication. First of all, whenever you have a vineyard, you always need to leave a perimeter around the vineyard to be able to go ahead and work it. So you always need 4 amos for that. You also never plant the 4 amos close to the wall. Why? Because apparently on both sides, you never wanted to plant close to a wall because I guess they were concerned about roots somehow weakening the foundation of the wall. So you need a perimeter of 4 amos by the wall. You would never plant within 4 amos of the wall. You needed a perimeter around the patch of whatever it is that you're planting of 4 amos to be able to cultivate the area, walk around. And therefore, what does that mean? Leave. So the Gemara says, the beini beini I ika dalet chashvinon. Ilo lo chashvinon. So the Gemara says, now essentially we understand where the Yud Beis Amos comes from. So you need 4 amos of unworked area next to the wall, because you don't want to plant too close to the wall. You need 4 amos around the perimeter of, let's say, the vines. So what is the Gemara saying? If there's another 4 amos in between there, i.e. for a total of 12 amos, that's a significant area, and then you can plant something in there. However, if that area is less than 4 amos, then what? Then it's insignificant. But we'll say, well, what happens if it's insignificant? If it's insignificant, it becomes bottle to whatever the item that you're planting next to it is. So for example, if you were going at, just for illustration purposes, if you are planting vines next to the wall, so the Gemara says, you need, remember, when calculating where you're going to plant, you need to be able to leave 4 amos next to the wall open. You also need 4 amos next to the vineyard open. So the shaila is now, let's say you have some additional space between the 4 amos of the wall and the 4 amos perimeter of the vineyard. So the Gemara says, how large is that area? If that area is 4 amos or more, then what? Then it's significant. And therefore what? Technically speaking, you could plant something else in there. However, if it's less than 4 amos, then what's your sign? It's insignificant. And what happens when it's insignificant? is considered to be bottled to the vineyard. Once it's bottled to the vineyard, then what? Then you would not be permitted to plant anything else in it. Okay. You're going to get smicha on Klai HaKarim by the end of the day today. So the Gemara says the following. Amar Rav Yehuda. So we'll say another case. Amar Rav Yehuda. Gimel karfifos ze betzad ze. Ushnaim hachitzonim megufafim. Vem tzai einam megufaf. So we'll say, look at this picture. So this is picture 333. So you have three people. You have three people who are traveling together on Shabbos. And so what do they do? They go ahead and they enclose an area. So it's like, and the way they're enclosing it, the way the picture has it over here is they're enclosing it with poles. Now remember, you can enclose an area either with vertical or horizontal enclosures, or both for that matter. So over here, remember, how would you be enclosing this? You're putting these stakes in the ground with less than three tefachim between each stake, which essentially creates an enclosure. Now, I will say this takes us back to our Shabbat days a little bit. So if you remember again, when a person is traveling alone, so a person is limited to enclosing an area of two base sa'ah. The exception to that is if a person is part of a shayara. What's a shayara? A shayara literally is a caravan. What's the definition of a caravan? At least three people or more. What's the limitations on a caravan? No limitations on a caravan. So interestingly enough, the case the Gemara is going to deal with over here is you have three people who are setting up Shabbos together, and they enclosed an area, really close three areas. But if you notice in this case over here, the two outer ones have a mechitza, and the inner one does not. Right? The two outer ones have semi-enclosure on their fourth side, whereas the outer one is open on both sides. So this is back to the Gemara. So gimel karfifos ze betzad ze. Three karfifos, one next to the other. Ushnaim hachitzonim megufafim. Right? And the two outer ones, megufaf rabosai means it has walls. Vahem tsai ena megufaf. But the inner one does not have a wall. The yochid bazet rabosai, when we say it doesn't have a wall, again remember it means that the inner one is closed on two sides, but is open on both sides to the two outer ones. The yochid bazet. And there's one individual in each of these areas. Na'ase kishayara. The Gemara says it's like a shayara. So why is it like a shayara? Because each of the two outer ones have access to the inner one, and the middle one has access to the two outer ones. Therefore, they're a combined group. They're a shayara, and therefore, what's Rabosai? What are the ramifications of being a shayara? No limitations, right? You're not limited to two base saw. You could enclose as much of an area as you want. Vinos ten lohen kol tzarchan, and you give them as much space as they want. So the Gemara says like this: Vadai emtsoi magufaf ushnaim hachitzoniim eino migufafin. Well, so let's say we reverse the case. Certainly, in a case where the inner one is magufaf. Now, we'll say, what's this? This is picture 334. So watch this case. In this case over here, it's a little bit of a reverse. In this case over here, the inner one is megufaf. Now, what does that mean? The inner one essentially is fully enclosed on its two sides, and it has a partial mechitza on each of the entrance ways into the outer karfif. Okay. So now it's the reverse case. So the Gemara says v'yachid bazeh, and let's say again, there's one individual in each of these three karfifios. Ein nosnin lahem ela beis sheish. So we'll say in that case, because remember we'll say in this case over here, what's the difference? The inner one is blocked off, actually has mechitzos with the two outer ones, which means that the areas don't combine. Because the only case where the areas combine is when the two outer ones both have access to the inner one, to the middle one. The middle one combines everything. But in this case, the middle one has the mechitzos. Therefore, again, it blocks it off, so to speak, from the outer ones, in which case they don't combine. If they don't combine, then what? They're considered like three individuals. If they're considered like three individuals, then they're limited to what? Two base sa'ah each. Therefore, ein lahem, ein osam ela base sheish. Iboilu. So you ask us another question. Echad bazeh, ve'echad bazeh, ushnayim ben tsoi. So listen to this case. What happens if you have? What happens if you have one in this one, right? One in that one, meaning one in the inner mechitza, one in each of two of the outer karfeifs, ushnei beemtsoi, and two people in the middle karfeif. So the Gemara says, mahu? What is the halacha? So we'll say now the question is, where do we view? Oh, look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Iboiluhu. Iboilahu. Emtsoi Magufaf, Velochitsonian, Ushne Anoshim Bemtsoi, the Yochid Bazet, the Yochid Bazet Mai. So we'll say in this case, this is a continuation of the previous case, where the middle karfev is Magufaf. So the middle karfev is one that has the mechitzos on all sides. Two people in the middle karfev, and one person in each of the outer karfifios. So the Gemara says the following. Mahu, ila hachanafki, tlasahavu. So if Rabosai, if again, the two from the middle would, let's say, exit through one of the, one of the karfifios, then what? That would place three people in one karfev. Three people in one karfev has the status of a shayara, and therefore they should have limited access. Ila hachanafki, tlasahavu. So we'll say, do we essentially view the fact that inevitably the two guys in the middle are going to exit together through one of the karfifios, and we'll go ahead and we'll say that whichever karfif they exit through, they'll create a shayara in that particular karfif, and therefore that karfif should have unlimited ability to enclose as much area as it wants. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps we'll say, chad lahachanafik, the chad lahachanafik, or maybe who's to say that the two in the middle will exit through the same way? Maybe one will go one direction, one will go the other direction. And if you're going to say one is going to go in one direction, one will go in the other. What happens if you have two in each of the outer ones and only one in the middle one? So interestingly enough, in this case over here, if they got this way, there'll be three. I will say, in this case, no matter how it works out, there's always going to, for sure, end up being three in one of the two charfifios. Oh, Dilma, Eimar lahachanafik, ve'eimar lahachanafik, ve'hilchasa ba'ayon l'kula. So the Gemara says, in all of these cases of karfeis, we always resolve these questions in a way that yields the greatest leniency. I will say again, even though this was not our topic for today, but not our topic of the Masechta, this again was all just part of this big tangent of Abaye and Rava. Fine. Amar Rav Chista. We'll say now back a little bit more to regular Eruvin. Amar Rav Chista. Gidur Chamisha, Omechitza Chamisha. So I will say a very interesting case. Here's what we know. We know that Lemaisa, in order for a Mechitza to divide between two areas, you need to go ahead and have a mechitza that's at least 10 tefachim high. Let's say again you have a mechitza that's made up of two things. One is a result of the height elevation, gidur chamisha, mechitza chamisha. So let's say one is a result of a height elevation, and one is a result of an actual fabricated mechitza. So let's say, for example, take a look. This is picture 335. So this is not complicated. Just imagine for a moment, you have two areas that are not on the same elevation. So one, let's say, one by definition is five tefachim higher than the other. So you have a five tefach height elevation, and you put on that what? An actual five tefach mechitza. So now you have a total of 10 tefachim, but the 10 tefachim was made up of what? Was partially made up of mechitza and partially made up of foundation. Of wall. Right? So partially made up of elevation and wall. So the Gemara says, in mitztarfin, doesn't combine. Achi okulu begidor okulu bemechitza. Again, I will say, lemaisa, in order for mechitza to be a mechitza, it either has to be all elevation or all mechitza. So the Gemara says, is that true? Meisvei. Shtei chatzeros zu lemal mizu. If you have two chatzeros, one on top of the other, meaning not one on top of the other, but one is higher than the other. Ve'el yona gavoa min ha-tachtona saret tefachim. And let's say the upper one is higher, more is higher than 10 tefachim, or is 10 tefachim higher than the lower one. O sheish bagidur chamesh u mechitza chamesh, or what? Or the higher chatzer has 5 tefachim of elevation plus what? 5 tefachim of mechitza. In both of these cases, ma'arvin shnayim ve'in ma'arvin echad, the two chatzeros cannot make one joint eruv, but must what? Each must make their own separate eruv. So we'll say, what does that show you? That shows you that even when, again, you have a wall that is partially comprised of elevation and partially comprised of mechitza, that it works. Pachos mikan, if it's less than this, ma'arvin echad ve'in ma'arvin shayin. So we'll say, if it's less than this, meaning that if the combined mechitza is less than 10 tefachim, then what? Then it's considered like one rishos, and therefore the ma'arvin, they have to make one eruv and can't make two. So we'll say, what do you see from there? You clearly see from there that lemaisa, when you have a mechitza that's made up of both elevation as well as wall, that constitutes a real mechitza. Amarav, modir Rav Chista betachtona. Rav Chista, also remember, Rav Chista was the one who said that when you have a mechitza that's made partially of elevation and partially of wall, that is not a good mechitza. So comes along Rav, and he says that Rav Chista admits betachtona. Rav Chista says that even Rav Chista will agree in the bottom chatzer, which means the lower chatzer, ho'il v'ro'a p'nei asara. So Rav Chista will agree, even though Rav Chista said before that Lamaisa, if you have a mechitza that's made partially of elevation and partially of wall, that's not a good mechitza. But even Rav Chista will agree that's true for the higher chatzar. But for the lower chatzar, Lamaisa is a good wall. Why? Because at the end of the day, Roa Pnei Asara, it is looking at the mechitza of Tent Vachim. So Gemara says, if that's the case, Ihachi, Tachtona, if that's the case according to Rav Chista, then the bottom mechitza the lower chatzer can't join in an erev with the upper chatzer. Why? With the higher chatzer, because the ma'aseh has a mechitza of 10 tefachim. However, El Yona, the higher chatzer is going to be stuck. Why? Lo te'arev lo echad velo shnayim. Chazos, listen to this. The higher chatzer is going to have a problem. Because on one hand, bless you, it can't join in one Erev. Why can't it join in one Erev, Bosai? Why? Because the lower chatzer, remember, is cut off from the upper one. Because the lower one has a mechitza of 10 tefachim. So for the upper one is stuck. The upper one can't join in an Erev with the lower one because the lower one has a mechitza of 10 tefachim, velo shnayim, Bosai, nor can the upper one make its own Erev. Why can't the upper one make its own Erev? Because, Bosai, according to Rav Chista, the upper one is breached into the lower one. So, Bosai, remember, according to this approach, Rav Chista is the one who wanted to say that when you have a mechitza that's made up partially of elevation and partially of wall, that's not a good mechitza. But now Rav Chista admits that for the lower area, it is a good mechitza because it's looking at a wall of 10 tefachim. So, Gemara says, well, then you're going to have an untenable situation because the lower one has a very easy mahalach. The lower one makes its own eruv. Mm-hmm. Its own eruv. But what does the upper one do? So the upper one can't make its own, can't make a joint eruv because the lower area is cut off. And it also can't make one eruv Y because the lower one is cut off. But at the same time, it also can't make its own eruv Y because it's accessible to the bottom one. So it's nishteh and nishteh, it can't make anything. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba bar Ula, kigon shahay se'al yonam migufefes ad eser amas. Oh, what's the case? The case is where the upper one was migufefes, ultimately wasn't closed, except for an opening of 10 amos. So also you could see the picture over here is 337. So the picture over here is where Lemaisa, the Gemara, is essentially saying the upper one also has a wall. That's the case over here. The upper one also has a wall, and it has, again, it has its own 10 tefach wall. It has its own 10 tefach wall, but it happens to have an opening of up to 10 amos. Yeah. So we'll say, what happens? Remember, an opening of up to 10 amos is considered to be an opening. What does that mean? So an opening then allows you the right to go ahead and make a joint Erev or make your own. So in this case over here, there's not really going to be much of a choice because since the lower one can't combine in an Erev with the upper one, because from the lower one's perspective, it does have a full mechitza of 10 tefachim, but since the upper one also has its own enclosure, it will be able to go ahead and make its own Erev as well. If that's the case, then what about the end of the braisa? Pachos mikan ma'arvin echad ve'in ma'arvin shnayim. What did the end of the braisa say, Rabbi Osai? If it's less than this, i.e., if the wall is less than 10 tefachim, then lamaisa they can make two chateres, can make one eruv and not two eruvim. So the Gemara says, I boi I bayo chad te'orev I bayo trei te'orev. So the Gemara says, in reality, if they want, they can make one eruv, and in reality, if they want, they can make two eruvim. Amar Rabba brei d'Rabba. Because what's the case of the braisa? The case of the braisa is where the bottom one was totally parted. So the mechitza of the bottom one is open in its entirety to the upper one. So you can see over here, this is picture 338. This is picture 338, where again, let me show you this over here. Where the mice again, you can see Rabosai, the walls of the lower chatzer, right? The dimensions of the lower chatzer are less than the dimensions of the upper chatzer. And the case over here is where the lower chatzer is totally open into the lower chatzer. In this case over here, then lemaisa, if there's a mechitza of 10 tefachim, then the bottom chatzer makes its own mechitza, makes its own eruv. If there's less than a mechitza of 10 tefachim, then what? Then lemaisa, the lower chatzer would have no choice but to join into an Erev with the higher Chatzer. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, Tachtona Chad Te'arev, Trei Lo Te'arev. If that's the case, then Lemaisa, the lower Chatzer, will say, therefore, if the Mechitza is less than 10 Tefachim, then the lower Chatzer has no choice but to go ahead and join in an Erev, one Erev, with the upper Chatzer. He does not have the right to make a different Erev. El Yona, but the upper one, I baya trei te'arev, I baya chat te'arev. But again, for the upper one, the upper one has a choice. The upper one could go ahead and join in the Erev with the lower one, or it can make its own. So the Gemara says, Ein achinami, you're correct. V'chi katani im pachos mikan ma'arvin echad ve'im ma'arvin shnayin. And when the Braisa said that if it's, the wall is less than 10 tefachim, they can make one Erev, but they can't make two, that was referring to who? Atachtona. That was referring to the lower chatzar. But Rabbah said the upper chatzar does have the right to go ahead and either join in one Erev or two Erevin. Fine. Darish Mereimar. So we'll say now we got to get to the bottom line. So Mereimar Darshan, Gidut Chamisha Umechitza Chamisha Mitztarfin. So Mereimar said, we'll say Lemaisa, not Lemaisa yet, but for Lemaisa for Mereimar, that if you have a Mechitza that's 10 Tfachim high, and 5 of it is actual wall, and 5 of it is elevation, that's a good Mechitza. Ashkeche Ravina Leravach Breidi Rava, Amarle Tani Mar Midi Mechitza. It's interesting. So Ravina's founder of Achabrei Rav, and he said, tell me, did they darshan, did they teach anything in the yeshiva about this kind of mechitza? Amar Leilo, he said, no. The Gemara now says, V'hilchasa, gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha mitztarfin. So we'll say, bottom line, halacha l'maisa, the way we pass in this is codified l'halacha, that if you have a partition, part of which is elevation, and part of which is wall, as long as it combines together for a combined height of 10 tefachim, then l'maisa, that is a good mechitza. Good. Boi Rav Oshia, so now we'll say a new topic. Boi Rav Oshia, let's at least begin this today. Boi Rav Oshia, the urine ha-button b'Shabbos ma'ushias. So we'll say, listen to this. What happens if new people show up in a chatzar on Shabbos? If new people show up, do they aster on each other? Now we'll say, what's the case over here? Look at Rashi for just a moment. The urine ha-button b'Shabbos, kigon, kosel shebein shtei chatzeros, shenafal b'Shabbos. So let's listen to this case. Let's say you have two chatzeros, and what? There's a wall in between them. And let's say the two chatzeros made their own Eruvin. They're with each other. And what happens now? The wall falls down on Shabbos. So we'll say now what? So that's the Gemara calls the case of new people showing up to your chatzar on Shabbos. Right? Because what happens? The wall falls down and suddenly you have a whole new bunch of neighbors. So the shaila is, what are the ramifications on your new neighbors on your usage of your chatzar? It's a legitimate shaila. So now again, suddenly you made your own separate because you're two different chatzeros, and now suddenly you're no longer two different chatzeros. So obviously you're both like, what you'll do going forward will is a different discussion. The shaila is now for that Shabbos. Now Shabbos morning, you wake up, you're on your way home from shul, the wall falls down. What are the ramifications of that for the rest of Shabbos? Amar Rav Chista Tashma, Chatzer Gedola Shenifritza LeKitana. If you have a large chatzer that ultimately was fully opened into a larger one, so Hagidola Muteres VaKitana Asura. So the larger one is Mutter and the smaller one is Asur. Why? Mipnei SheKepischa Shagdos. Also, we've seen this case already a number of different times. This is the case again. If you remember, this is the case where the smaller chatzer is fully opened into the larger chatzer. So the smaller chatzer is fully breached on one side. The larger chatzar, however, still has what? Still has partial partitions, even on the fourth side. So therefore, the larger chatzar is still mutter, because again, the smaller chatzar is considered to be an entrance into the larger chatzar, but the smaller chatzar, because it's fully breached on the fourth side, will be aser. So look at Rashi for just a moment. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Amar miba ogim nefrasasrabo site. That would seem to indicate that what? Why does the Gemara bring down this case? That would seem to say, therefore, if a wall fell down in between two chatzeros, that what would happen? That it would aser. That aser, just like the same way that if the wall falls down on the smaller chatzer, that opens up into the larger chatzer. The smaller chatzer becomes aser. The larger chatzer becomes mutter because there are still remnants of the fourth side wall. But that shows you that when a wall falls down on Shabbos, that lemaisa it prohibits the two areas. Amar Rabba, Amar miba ogim nefrasa. So I understand, how do you know maybe that case is where what? Where the wall fell down on Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
That's why the areas are Aser, because before Shabbos started, the smaller chatzar was breached into the larger chatzar, and therefore again, Lemaisa, the smaller chatzar is Aser. Amar le'abaye, le'tema mar, emar, elavadai miba o yom nifrasa. So Abaye says, you're right. Don't read it as Amar, don't read it as perhaps the wall fell down on Erev Shabbos, rather, Vadai mi ba'o yom nifritza. The case that Rabbi Shmuel says is what? Where the wall definitely fell down on Erev Shabbos. Da ha'mar hu da'amar bo'i minei me'rav huna, u bo'i minei me'rav yehuda, irev derech ha'pesach. v'nistama pesach. So Rabbi, if you made an erev with another chatzer through, let's say, a pesach, through a doorway, or erev derech chalom, or you made an erev because Rabbi, it's talking about entranceways between two chatzeros. You have two chatzeros that have a wall, and what happens? You make an erev because they're joined by an entranceway, and what happens? Over the course of Shabbos, that entranceway is closed up. Rubble falls into the entranceway, the window is closed up, and what happens? Mahu, va'amrli, Shabbos, kevan shehutra, hutra. So we'll say the way the Gemara answers now is essentially what we've said before, which is that the status of any area is determined when? At the beginning of Shabbos. And therefore, even if something changes over the duration of Shabbos, the area still retains its status. So too over here, I'll say, if you had a wall in between two chatzeros, and therefore again, that wall divided the two chatzeros, and each chatzer made its own Erev, and now what? Now the wall falls down over the course of Shabbos, the demolition of the wall does not change anything. As long as you started Shabbos at two different rishios, those rishios retain their own individual identities over the duration of Shabbos, and the access now to the other chatzer does not ruin the area of chatzeros. Just in the same way that the Gemara said that the brisa that we quoted before was a case of where what? Where the wall of the smaller chatzer was breached into the larger chatzer when? Miba od yom. That's why the smaller chatzer is aser and the larger chatzer is mutter. So for now, I'm saying for now because tomorrow we're going to challenge this, but for now the conclusion of the Gemara is that the status of any rishos is determined at the onset of Shabbos, and even if something changes in the mitzias over the course of Shabbos, the status remains unchanged. That's the most. We'll stop over here. I apologize that we went a little bit fast today.